real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione fights extradition to New York City, he is being hailed on the internet by some as a folk hero. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the murder of UnitedHealthcare's Brian Thompson.
Google has now removed a flood of negative reviews posted for a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after an employee there tipped off police about Mangione's location. People are also now selling mugs and shirts that say deny, defend, and depose. The words police say were found on bullets at the crime scene, matching the title of a book on why insurance companies don't pay claims. Some sites quick to remove the merchandise, sympathetic to Mangione, concerned about glorifying violence.
Mangione held without bail in Pennsylvania. The Franklin fire in Southern California calming somewhat as Santa Ana winds around Malibu calmed down just a little bit. Following the fall of Bashar Assad's government over the weekend, Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes in Syria, targeting many of the country's military installations. This is ABC News. The merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons is on hold after two judges halted the proposed $24 billion deal.
Kroger and Albertsons claim they need to join forces to better compete with Walmart, Amazon, and Costco. The companies can appeal the judges' rulings, but the cost of keeping the deal together could be challenging. Grocery prices in October finally fell for the first time in 4 years. But just last week, Walmart CEO predicted higher prices at the start of next year, saying eggs and dairy are currently driving food inflation. And although they could come back down, he warned processed food prices likely won't drop much in 2025.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In this season of giving, Amazon is making it a little easier for customers to express gratitude. Owners of Amazon's Alexa device can simply say, "Alexa, thank my driver," to gift $5 to their delivery order at no cost or charge to the customer. The promotion was launched on December 4th. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Oh, hello, Michael. Santa here. I need special gift ideas for my list this year. Any suggestions?
Hey, Santa. How about a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate? It's the perfect present. Flexible, thoughtful, and truly unique.
Now, there's something different.
Our gift certificates are perfect for birthdays, holidays, or just because, with multiple amounts to fit any budget. Share the joy of this season. Give a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you ever have a question for the doctor, just email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All righty, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Doesn't sound like John Mino. Actually, Johnny's off this morning. What do you think he's doing?
Christmas shopping? Maybe he's buying you that perfect gift.
He better take more than the morning off. Yeah, that's...
good luck finding that.
Something tells me that maybe he is Christmas shopping. Well, but yeah, he's off this morning, so he and I are working together at 4 o'clock today. We're doing that Pints for Profits. What's it
Poor
called?
Pints for a Purpose.
Poor Purpose. Wow. I can't help it. My mind was thinking Pints for a Profit. No, that's not it. Pints for a Purpose.
Oh, Jim, you never change.
And it's for Alzheimer's. So we're going to be pouring beer. And I think per beer or a dollar per flight and whatever goes to Alzheimer's associations. And that's at Zimbabwe's?
Zimbabwe. We're going to Africa, guys.
It's early. Anyway. Shannon Cohen is sitting in, and you've been here before.
I have. I'm doing something right.
Yeah, you like radio.
I do.
Like, I know when you told me that, I'm like, oh, that's, I mean, everybody, you know, most people just love it for the money. But you actually, no, actually, there's no money in radio. I mean, you actually love it.
I do. I don't know why.
And you were going to go to Brown?
Yeah.
Like Brown, not Brown Providence.
Correct. No, this is Brown College in Minnesota.
And what are they? Is it radio school?
It's broadcasting.
They specialize, but that quickly ended.
Okay. But here you are.
It didn't even start. Yeah, and here, living the dream.
Tell those students over there, hey, take my route. Anyway, welcome. And so Shannon, we know each other quite well. We both work we're better friends than you and me and John. Okay, let's, that's a safe statement. We both work together at the new community shelter.
We do.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that later today because we've got a great lineup of people. But it's going to be interesting to see Molly come in, and she's going to talk about the day-by-day shelter in Oshkosh. There's homeless everywhere.
Oh,
people are like,
right.
It's just big cities. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And what Oshkosh is doing, they do a really good job with their food pantry. Really good job. I'm sure they have more than one, but the one that we've had him on the show a couple times, they've really expanded. You know, some of these food pantries you go to, it's like, you know, where do you live? Where do you work? That kind of thing.
Right.
This is just open to anybody, anywhere.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is.
So, it gives people a little more peace of mind and they don't feel as awkward.
I know. And anyone is welcome there. So that's really cool. But now this day by day shelter, like I said, we're going to get to that at 7 o'clock, but they've really expanded, which is unfortunate, but.
Well, right. Yeah.
So we.
It's unfortunate, but fortunate.
Right.
I mean.
So they've gone from, you know, 50 beds, I think, to 100 and from 6 months to 365. Because homeless people, that homeless is such a hard word because it's kind of like they're between residents. It's just they're really, really in a tough spot. And that's when they come. But for a homeless shelter to shut down.
Yeah.
That's okay. it's May 1st. You're not homeless anymore. It's like, yeah, I am. Right. So anyway, I'm really glad that this day by day, and I want to see what their impetus was to go to 365. And we're going to talk to them. And then we have, speaking of kind of housing, but this is a totally different subject.
but, right.
We've got the Melcors in. And you live out in the sticks, right? Where do you?
I live in Suamico.
Yeah, that's okay. And we're going to talk about, where do people want to live? Do they want, what do you have, half acre of land or something?
Yeah, just like that, but wooded area, very secluded. Right. I love it.
Okay, and there's bugs and mosquitoes and all that. We don't have any of that.
But we have deer that come in our backyard.
Wait a minute, you're telling me you don't have bugs and mosquitoes because you live in the city?
Well, not like they do.
I mean, we have a bug guy that comes and sprays.
Absolutely. Well, maybe. I don't know. It took me 4 minutes to get here today. There's the difference.
It took me like 13.
But here's the thing, and I'll agree with Shannon on this. To be out of this on your own time when you're shut down from work and you don't, it's really nice to not have to deal with people.
And I have neighbors. I have amazing neighbors.
You have the one we had on here.
Yeah, Bethany.
With the horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we don't have horses where I live.
Well, the horses aren't in our backyard either. Okay. They're at a farm somewhere.
Oh, all right. All
but right, we have deer, turkey, cranes. It's pretty cool. It's
on the dining room table when we have it. But yeah, that's cool. That's awesome.
You live such a different life than right? the average Joe.
And my kids, I just want to say, and my kids, they're all living in the city. Anna and Robbie had a little bit of an issue with that when they bought a place in Nashville, because there's some places in Nashville you can get outside the city. Right. Half hour, 45 minutes, and you get your quarter acre of land. But no, they live kind of downtown.
I mean, I do really love people watching, so that really doesn't happen. I also live on a dead-end street, so that doesn't happen as much. Yeah. I mean, because I grew up, my grandma was on Harvey and Webster, right on the corner. Yeah. And every day, we'd sit out on that porch on the swing.
And watch the car accidents?
Yep. The beat cops would come by. We'd be like, all right, what's going on? What's happening? Yeah. I guess, give and take.
We'll talk about Ben and Deanna are coming in. I wonder what the trend is, because you read about different things. I mean, the city's putting $70 million into a development downtown here.
Oh.
It's going to be interesting to see if people want to live in the sticks or
is
where
that
we're
that
at.
Going up by?
Right here, where they took the statues down.
Okay, yep.
So, yeah, nothing's 100%. All right, and then we have, get this, our next guest after the realtors. You see who's coming in? Elena. You know what she does? She's a trainer. She's a professional trainer. She works at Western Racket and Fitness.
And she trains you, right?
She does. She trains a lot of people.
She's a saint.
She is. She's right. Great.
And right. When she walks in, we're going to hear the heavens open up and go, She probably has some sort of halo behind her head.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I invited her to my party because it's the people I work with, and I consider that work over there. I don't enjoy going there. I don't look forward to
that's
it.
Nice.
Although I like working here.
There's parties for all the people I don't enjoy in life.
Right.
I enjoy her.
So apparently I'm at the wrong party.
We're at the right party.
Yeah. 10 o'clock today, I got to see her. So Monday's Monday. And then, this is going to be this Jenny Yonk, who I'm very familiar with her organization, that Be the Light. That's suicide.
Yeah.
And this is a tough time of year for some people. I mean, we even deal with that over at the shelter. And this can be a little depressing and anxiety. And we talk on the upside about some people are almost in the Christmas spirit, but it hasn't hit them yet. So we talk about they can make a donation. That can get you in the spirit. You can go ring bells.
Right. Take a drive and see all the Christmas lights.
See the lights. Go see a show. Go to the Botanical Gardens. We're going to the Botanical Gardens. We're going to go tomorrow night. Did I tell you this, Todd? So I was going to take in a group of people from the community shelter to the Botanical Gardens tomorrow night. I didn't even tell you this.
Oh.
So we had a sign-up sheet and got, I think, 14 people were coming. I'm like, okay, so I'll drive, and then Donna can drive a car. And so I called to get the tickets. And the lady's like, Thursday, it's going to be cold. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I said, I've been there many, many times. And
she said,
can you really brave the 0 degree temperatures? And I'm like, we were homeless. So I was like,
Jim.
We'll take it on. Anyway, they're not open.
Oh.
Tomorrow. I don't know if they announced that publicly yet.
So apparently you're not going?
We're going Sunday during the game.
Oh.
7:20.
Oh.
There'll be nobody there.
Well, that's true.
That's why we're going. I don't want to stand in line.
But don't you like watching the game?
Seattle. No. I'll be all right. I'll watch the second half. Anyway, so the botanical, we were talking about, Shannon, this depression that can come in. And we're going to talk about that when she comes in to talk about the suicide, you know, be the light for people. But this can be tough, and people need to make phone calls or keep an eye on things and stay away from alcohol. That, you know, I'm just saying, and some people just, the majority of people, I think, just really get into it. But that group that doesn't,
it's very unfortunate.
And then taking a drive to look at lights, which we always did when we were kids. You know what I like is when people drive by my house slow to look at my lights. That makes me feel like
you did something right.
Like I'm doing something for the community.
Do you put those lights up?
Yeah, I do it. Everybody asks me that. Why does everybody ask me if I put my lights up?
Because you throw money at everything else. So it would make sense that you'd give somebody, you know, $100 to hang your lights. He actually did, Shannon. He came in Monday, and he was so sore from putting up lights.
I was sore.
Oh.
Proof. You got to carry those bends down, you know?
Up and down. Do you have to do the ladder? Up and down the ladder?
No, I don't get a ladder.
Oh, you don't?
He's Clark Griswold.
No ladder.
Yeah, do you...
No, I don't do the gable.
Do you bring Dawn outside and you're like, here we are?
Yeah,
and you go
we don't. It's kind of like we're old fashioned. She does the inside, I do the outside. You know, one of those traditional things.
No,
although
I get that.
We both helped a little bit on that. So, no, talk about getting into the Christmas spirit. A lot of lights are up. Of course, your place, you got to drive from farm to farm. But downtown in the city, you can just drive around the neighborhood and you see all these beautiful lights.
Actually, my husband made a beautiful light show of our house.
Really?
It's got the red and green spotlights, wreaths, and we have our ditch. I know this sounds weird, but he dug it out and it's actually kind of a little spectacle, I feel like, for the neighborhood. He's got water in summer. We have fish, fountains. He's got beautiful little lights in there too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Little neighborhood enhancement, little traction.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, anyway. A lot of ways to get in the spirit, so we're going to do that.
Decorate the ditch.
I wanted
right,
to...
Kids.
Hey.
What's it used for on New Year's Eve?
I guess I do live in the sticks. My bad.
All right. So, hey, let's talk about some of this.
Yeah.
Today. You know, every day is something. Today's have a bagel day.
I love bagels.
You know, I don't get bagels, really. I mean... Why don't they just make them square? Why the hole? You know, to butter them is different. Not to put the cream cheese on. I think somebody, I don't know.
Somebody did something wrong.
It's not the most practical.
How do you feel about donuts with the hole in the middle?
Well, that's different because you don't put cream cheese on a donut.
That's true.
It's harder working the bagel, I think.
All right. Yeah.
But they're profitable. I will say I own a bagel store.
So bagels were first mentioned in the year 1610.
Wow.
So they've been around that long and you have an issue with them.
So I don't think I'm not the guy that's going to stop them.
No.
All right. Wow. Wow. That's a long time, man. Okay. App day.
How many do you have?
I don't know. The app is like on your phone.
Correct.
Where you like hit that and it goes right to the webpage.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Three.
Really?
You've got to have more than that. Your texting is an app. Your phone actually calling is an app. You know.
Do you get your shopping app? Walmart, Target.
This is my phone.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot.
Okay. So all those are
page
apps.
Page and a half.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I got that date stamper.
Two or three.
No, you know what? I got that date stamper. That is cool because I take a picture every day. And then when I look back, it says 5 years ago, three years ago. Because you're supposed to journal to keep your sanity, which my kids journal, I don't. But I take a picture every day, which is kind of my journal.
That's cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Every day. So, all right. We're going to be right back. We're here with Shannon Cohen, special host today, and Jim Schmidt. We're going to be right back. This is Mind on the Mayor.
Santa's on his way. Hip, hip, hooray for Christmas vacation.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Let's go deck the halls and light the
decorating.
Lights.
All right, time to get out there and decorate. It's going to be 9 tomorrow, so today's like the last day, although you got the weekend, but you should get your lights up.
Well, I think
thank you, Brian. Brian, any sarcasm in this latest text? You should see our 6 classy blow-up decorations from Menards this year. Making memories.
Oh, I'm sure they're wonderful.
Okay.
How do you feel about those?
Don't. No.
No, we don't do them either.
This year I got all white lights.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. Well, fancy. I just couldn't find any colored ones. Anyway, yes, I got the... And then Christmas cards. I'm showing to Shannon my text because... So I have 3 kids, husbands, and a granddaughter, and of course a wife.
Milton.
So we're in Milton. He didn't wait, but... We were out in New York, took our picture for Christmas cards. We took different pictures here and there and all over the place. Well, so we have to vote on the picture, right? Because family can get a vote. And then for the copy, I write the copy that's in there. It's the only, I don't know how many characters. It's not a lot of characters. So it's like one sentence per person.
Right.
And people don't want to read those long letters.
No,
you know,
not
my
at
sister
all.
Used to write those and I never hardly read them. 2 pages about jetting off here and there. No, it's just one, you know, what people are doing. Like, what's different than last year, right?
Right.
Besides the weight. We don't put that on there. Mm. So, but that got caught up in the process because everybody has to review the letter. And that's stuck now.
That's really nice of you, though.
At my daughter's place. And so I sent her a text at 1:38 this morning because I never sleep through the night. You know, I sleep, wake up, go back to sleep. Anyway. So I sent her and I'm like, hey, what's the status of our Christmas card? So she just sent something. Oh, I've been really busy. Well, if you want to take a pass, I'm fine with that. I would prefer they give me all the power.
Yeah, they know better.
But yeah. Hey, Christmas cards. This, Michael, you're going to like this too. I know you're coming on in a little while. So Michael's here from, Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality. Great organization. And I'm drinking your coffee too, by the way. Thank you for that. Christmas cards. Do you do them?
No.
What?
I know.
Kids. People love seeing pictures of the kids and how they're growing.
I know. It's just stamps are so expensive. I don't have enough time.
What, they're a dollar? How many cards are you going to send? 50? 75?
Well, my mom has a big family, and so you have to send it to the aunts and all that.
Yeah, you kind of do. You're right. So, and it gets a little bit tricky if they're not on your list, if you forget them.
Right. You know? So and then you get their Christmas card, and then you're, oh,
but
shoot.
But hey, I designed... So our card's going to be, you know, you guess we'll all get one. But I designed a card for Todd Michaels.
Oh.
And this is a great card. So look at him. Headset on in the background. You know, you can see that reflective WGBW 97.9. And with working 2 screens. And then so it's a picture of him.
Okay.
And then the copy across the top says, do you hear what I hear?
Me.
Isn't that awesome?
That's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like one of the most popular Christmas songs there is.
I love it. I do. Todd?
So, it's not going to happen.
Bah humbug.
It's well, the thought that counts.
A little bit of that, yeah. A little bit of that. But also, and we learned this last week because we had what's called DISC training, which is where you learn how people respond to certain things. Jim is a high D.
I am.
Oh.
Which means that he has really great ideas.
Okay.
But then actually can't implement them.
Aww. I need the I's and S's and C's around to implement my vision, my goals, my desire to get stuff done.
That makes sense.
And the I's, S's, and C's want to tell him where to take
that idea.
Oh.
So it's about communication.
It's all about communication.
It's not what you say, like your mom used to say it, or your dad used to say it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. So anyway, I have to work on that.
How old are we? You know, yeah, like you said in the meeting, Jim, you never change. I don't change.
I just really think, anyway. So that DISC profile is a very cool thing. There's a lot of different profiles that you can take of people. And this is 24 questions. And it's amazing what they glean out of those 24 questions. It's incredible how spot on they are. And I've taken this before at other places.
I want to take it.
And it's, Terry should do that with us.
Yeah.
Because we have different personalities there.
Very.
And it's, which is good. It tells you how it, like if, let's say you're a high I.
Okay.
Which is, oh, I forgot. It's not insecure.
I'm not insecure.
No, I know you're not. No. I'm just kidding. High I is, I don't know, I forgot what it stands for.
Incredible.
C might be the creative or curious, and then S might be sensitive or something. Yeah. But anyway, what it does is like if I get your profile, it says, gee, Shannon, she's a high I, and Jim, you're a high D, like 98 out of 100 D, so I'm very high D, which is a very good quality to have, by the way. How do we communicate better?
It's like a love language.
A little bit.
Aw.
I didn't see it that way, but a little bit. So anyway, the DISC profile. So Todd, what were you? You're a high I?
I don't remember. It's like an IS or something like that.
Yeah, it's not a D. So the D doesn't stand for demanding, but it stands for
I know what it's meant.
Yeah, I know.
But that's up for debate.
No, I don't think you need, but this is what the guy said. This guy was like some Navy SEAL guy that gave us the presentation. This is what he does for a living. You need all four to make an organization work.
This is true.
So.
Right.
Since I was the only D, I felt part of the group.
Oh, so there you go.
There was somebody else.
You're doing your part.
Teeny tiny part of the group. Just sitting there in the corner. Him and Mino doing their morning shtick in the meeting, actually upsetting the Navy SEAL.
Yes.
Do I have to separate you two?
Right. That's what he said. Because they were like, I don't. John's.
That doesn't surprise me with you two.
What he does is he says stuff, but it's not really him. And I, like he says, he BS's for a living. That is not a untrue statement.
All right.
So anyway, he was saying some stuff. I'm like, I don't know.
Nothing but the truth from Jim.
But
here.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so we took the DISC profile, and that's an interesting thing. All right. Hey, let's go through. So we got through a Have a Bagel Day. That's today. App Day.
Yep.
Tango.
Ooh, Tango. That's more an awful dancer.
Yeah. Tango.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Not your thing.
I don't know. Dancing, right? I mean, just Latin dance, right? That's what tango is?
Something like
Well, it's a specific dance, though. Yeah.
Like a polka?
Well, like a polka, but...
But it's a tango.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh,
this seems more like a waltz.
Yeah, they all sound
I'll see if
the
I
same.
Can find a good tango.
I was thinking of more of the Latin music where it's,
no.
Okay, whatever.
And how many more days till Christmas?
Todd, why are you putting up one? It's 14.
You got one minute left. Yeah, he's been doing this job for a year and a half. Still doesn't
I got
know
it.
What the
I thought it was one
mean.
Day. Oh, my God. Christmas is tomorrow. 14 days till Christmas. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, all these people on here, I don't know. So these birthdays, John's better at that, but he's off
Nikki
this morning.
Nikki Sixx. Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. 66 today. Jermaine Jackson is 70. Brenda Lee rocking around the clock, rocking around the Christmas tree.
Oh.
Come on, you know her.
Yeah, but that Mariah Carey's still number one.
80. Donna Mills, actress back in the day. She is 84. David Gates from the group Bread. Remember that musical group back in the 70s? 84. Dame Judi Dench, great actress from the UK, is 90. And great dancer, actress, singer Rita Moreno is 93 today.
It's a very musical birthday. A
lot of old people today. Wow.
Well, I only picked the ones that you probably know.
Yeah, I don't. As Mine on the Mayor, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, if you think cars and trucks are the only things autonomous, think again. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Farm tractors are going down that same route. Details on the way.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BIOVET1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, says an autonomous tractor could be in your farm's future. He said every tractor right now, they're working on it.
It's kind of a new budding space for equipment companies. There's a lot of companies out there, as far as I can tell, that are sort of startups that are taking existing machines and converting them to autonomous platforms. There's a lot of safety considerations that have to be considered in that realm as well. And it is headed this way. We're not quite there yet. We're not ready to go fully autonomous in the ag production, at least field crops sort of space. But I'd say within the next year or two, it's a real reality that we could be doing that.
Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, he said while the dairy industry has been using robots to help milk cows for decades, the autonomous tractor, a newer entry to the agricultural realm, he says right now it's all motivated by labor shortages.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And the Wisconsin State Fair is continuing to solicit farms and homes from across the state that have been in the same family for 100 or 150 years. The Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Award Program will be held Tuesday, August 5th, in conjunction with the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. Honorees get complimentary State Fair tickets, an invitation to the awards breakfast, a commemorative photo, a certificate, and an outdoor display sign. Applications are due by Friday, March 1st. More information available on the Wisconsin State Fair website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. That's MidwestFarmReport.com. Look for the tab. There's your Wednesday food news update. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Krause drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
From
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Details are very sparse, but the Oshkosh Police Department says an officer-involved shooting happened last night. Police say they received a call for a stabbing at a home on West 10th Avenue at around 11:10. Officials say the scene is secure and there's no threat to the public. The Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigation is handling the investigation. No further information has been released. The 87-year-old DePeer fisherman who fell through the ice in the Bay of Green Bay in Suamico Monday evening has died. This is the second ice-related death from Monday. While the temperatures are dropping, officials across the area warn winter enthusiasts that the ice is not uniform and is very dangerous. The Donald Trump allies involved in a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin could face decades behind bars. Savannah Tomei Olson has the new developments in the fake elector case.
The scheme involved Trump campaign staff and allies. Jim Troupas, a lawyer representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebro, and former White House aide Michael Roman. The State Department of Justice says they had 10 Republican electors sign fake documents saying Trump won Wisconsin when Biden had 20,000 more votes. Prosecutors say they planned to give this fake paperwork to Congress so Trump would get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. In July, the three were charged with one count each of felony forgery. Well, now the prosecutors have tacked on more charges, an additional count for each of the signatures on the fake document. That means Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman each now face 11 felony counts of forgery. Each of those counts could carry up to 6 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines. Tomorrow is their first day in court. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget, coming up this morning on Mino and the Mayor after 7 o'clock, your chance to text to win in the grown-up gift list contest. It's a statewide contest with Civic Media. And later on this morning, Jim Schmidt and Shannon Cohen will have today's keyword, so listen in after 7 o'clock for your chance to win. Now, if they want to get ready, Jim, they can actually go download that Civic Media app right now. Get ready, choose WGBW or WISS, and then get set because you and Shannon will have that special word coming up after 7 o'clock.
All right. That's what we're doing. So download the Civic Media app. Super easy to do, and then you will have it. So, okay. Welcome back. Well, this is Shannon and the Mayor.
I love it.
So do I, man. I think I'm just a girl. Thank you.
What did he just say?
I said, so do I, man. But I meant, like, meaning that generally. So do I. So I said, girl, female, woman.
Yeah.
My partner.
Girls kind of, yeah.
My partner. Yeah, girl's a little demeaning.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
Because you have a girl, though. I mean,
I do.
You have kids.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry if I offended
it's
you.
It's absolutely okay.
Because, this is the first time you've ever apologized on the show for offensive.
Ding.
And I as a high D in the DISC profile, I have to be more sensitive.
Yes.
So, okay.
Jim, all right. Jim, I consider her to be a lady.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Okay, Michael. All right. Anyway,
says the man who brought you gifts this morning.
Yes. Thank you for that. So, Michael Freeman's in from Simple Life Hospitality. We've talked about his organization. This is an organization based out of Madison, but really have a footprint here in Green Bay. And what they do is they will rent your home. I'm renting my home through Michael because I love his quality service and the fact that they dot all the I's and cross all the T's. I don't have to do all that, and I'm not good at that anyway because I'm a high D. You know, I'm not a detailed person.
I need to know what I am.
D means more like maybe demanding than it does detail, I'll tell you that. So anyway, but it also means you're a super nice guy.
That is absolutely correct.
I kind of added that. Anyway, but Michael knows that I don't know what's the word. I have linens in my house. I don't have a lot of, you know, obviously everybody's had it on the beds, but. You know, napkins and all that. I don't know. Grew up with that, like it. He brought me today.
What did he bring you?
Some unbelievable, like, linens, sheets for different size beds, which aww. I have. And it's the stuff that was in, like,
the Fairmont hotels.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh. Really nice linens.
The
so
8,000 thread count or
no,
what?
No, not that high, but it's just a nice thread
that's
count,
awesome.
And it feels good when you're, you know, laying on them. So
that's so nice.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
You're very kind.
My pleasure. My
do
pleasure.
Do you offer that to, I mean, we're friends. Do you mm-hmm. offer that to people who use your service?
Well, it's interesting you asked that question. So with all of our homes in our leisure rental program, including the draft as well, We have a linen program, and what we do is we provide all the linens to our homeowners. They do pay for them, but we've had dedicated linen program. We work with a provider that gives us a proprietary product and service, and they pay for those, and we deliver them, and we put them on the beds. And what's nice about it is what we're going to do for the draft is the same thing, except they're not going to purchase them. They're just going to rent them through us, and we'll put them on the bed so people don't have to use their own personal linens and things like
that.
That's
very nice.
So, yeah, and then we and then even on our website, we have a little tab that says store. People who come and stay with us who really like the linen and they enjoyed the stay and they love sleeping on that bed, they can actually buy the linens and towels from us.
Wow.
So it gives them an option to do that as well.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That was a great idea.
It's like the car rentals, right? I mean, Ford Taurus, was that the car they keep by? Remember how they just they just flooded every rental with it. And then you drove it, it's like, hey, this is a nice car. And then you go buy it. I mean, kind of what you're doing with the linen.
Exactly. And you can even buy, I think now, rental cars through certain rental know, agencies. Yeah, they have their own sales divisions of cars. So, no, we do that.
But you got to get people to test it is my point. And that's a great thing that you
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Well, it's one of those things, Jim, we've talked about that, you know, the owner doesn't need to think about. You know, they want to put their home in the program. They want to make money. They don't want to have to worry about, oh, I have to go out and buy sheets. And, you know, and we do that for them. And we take care of that process, and we have a team that does that. So,
and nice. They even go above and beyond. So obviously they do the vetting of who's going to stay at your place, and these are the licensings you have to get, and this inspection, and it's a little, you know, there's a lot of detail to renting out your house. And I guess the county, I don't know if they've passed this or not, but if you don't have the proper credentials, they put the smackdown on you for like $22,000 a day or something. I mean, it's unbelievable what the fine is for that.
Yeah, it's substantial. And I think the one thing that, you know, when you hire a professional management company, and we've talked about this on the show before, you know, we take care of that for you, meaning we help you with it. There's certain things that we cannot do that the homeowner has to do, but we know the nuances. And this isn't true just for Green Bay. This is all the municipalities that we work in, whether it's in the North Woods, all throughout Door County and all the different cities and towns that have rules and regulations and licensing that needs to be completed. So it's a process, but we've done it, you know, over and over and over again, and it just makes it easy for the homeowner.
You're the expert.
He is. Yeah. And on top of that, what we're drinking today, they bring coffee to your house as well for the guests.
Ooh.
Simple Life Hospitality Coffee. And it's good coffee too.
Got it all.
Yes.
Put mints on the pillows too.
We could. we could. We're trying to figure out. We actually have a meeting later today to talk about, you know, what are we going to put in the homes for the guests that are staying with us for the draft, because it's obviously, you know, it's Green Bay, but, you know, someone might be staying in it and they're an LA Rams fan.
Right.
We're talking about, you know, getting draft swag, if you would, and we'll have some really nice things and features, cheese, some spotted cow probably in the fridge.
Nice.
Yeah.
When our kids come home, we do that. Put the mints and the two bottles of water. You know, like that's just great. It doesn't cost that much more, but it's just a really nice touch.
It's a really nice touch, and it's not difficult, and it's not expensive, and it's about the experience that the guest has, and that is so much a part of what we do as a company, not just managing the asset in the home and taking care of it. It's creating that exceptional guest experience, and that's something we do really, really well. We're continually improving it, though, and because we know we're not perfect, and we want to make that better every day and every, you know, time we have a guest stay with us.
I have a question. So what if somebody, do you guys provide Wi-Fi?
Because
I'm sure not all houses have Wi-Fi.
Well, with us, they're required to.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So
yeah, they don't take every house.
No, we don't take every home. And so in our leisure rental program, all of the homes that we do manage are required to have Wi-Fi. They're required to have certain things.
Mm.
But Wi-Fi is one of them, because internet is such a big thing for most people, even when they're on vacation, because, you know, sometimes they get up and work early in the morning or whatever they're going to do. So they do have to have Wi-Fi. And then all of the locks that we put on our homes are keyless entry. So they're either Wi-Fi based entry locks and things like that. So it's we do have to have, you know, Wi-Fi in the homes.
That's awesome.
So tomorrow you're sticking around for the next after the break. But I want to talk about tomorrow a little bit. You are featuring one of your homes on Shadow Lane, that's kind of in the shadows of Lambeau Field, probably why it's called Shadow Lane.
Right.
but you'll take homes anywhere. I think that's important. I think some people are hung up on, I don't live close enough to the stadium. It's like,
well,
dude.
No. This home happens just to back up to Lombardi Avenue. And, you know, see tomorrow, it really backs up to Lambeau Field. It's a great house, and it's a home we rent out for Packer games. But actually, yesterday, we just signed a beautiful home, I was telling Todd earlier, in Manitowoc, right on the lake. It's an 8,000 square foot plus home.
Wow.
A beautiful house that's going to probably rent out for close to $10,000 a night.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's going to go in our regular rental program, but also the draft program as well. So we're really excited about that. And Manitowoc, when you look at it, door to door, 40 minutes.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really not, not
yeah,
far
it's not
at all.
Bad.
No.
No.
Wow, that's a nice home. That's a huge home.
It's a huge home.
I think I know what the home. I grew up there, so I'm guessing I know who.
I'll show
home
you a picture
is,
of it later.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm sure you know. Well, that's cool, but I mean, you also rent out 1,400 square foot homes.
We do, yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of great homes here in the Green Bay area, and we're still continuing to get leads every day on people who are interested in putting their home, personal residence, into our draft program. And we're going to continue to take draft homes up until probably late January, and we'll know more tomorrow. We have the city of Ashwaubenon and some folks
village.
In Green Bay, the village. Sorry, the village. My apologies. I'm that city guy. I don't know.
Okay,
what,
with
you
that.
Know what I'm
okay
saying.
With that.
You know.
All right. So the village.
the mayor pounces right away. Right. The village.
Tonight,
of Ashwaubenon.
Tonight, Johnny and I are serving this up. Pints for a purpose.
And I'm going to be there.
Oh, are you?
I'm going to come by and say hi and have some pints.
She was giving us T-shirts to wear.
Yeah.
And she has different kinds of T-shirts, and one of them had Alloway. You know, on the front, and she goes, I don't think you'd like that one. I'm like, you're probably right. So like, I'm wearing their shirt. They're Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Not Zimbabwe, Zimbaldis. Zimbaldis.
Zimbaldis. Yeah.
Zimbaldis.
Yeah.
Zimbaldis.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe Brewing. I think that's in Africa.
I know. I've been close to there. But okay. But we all work together. This draft thing is Greater Green Bay. Everybody's going to win on this.
So I could even do my house in Suamico?
You could, absolutely. And, you know, even in Howard, Suamico. I mean, it's not that far when you think about it. We're hoping to get some updates tomorrow on logistics and how transportation is going to work and parking and all of that. Yeah, absolutely. Your home in Suamico, and, you know, as long as it qualifies, it meets certain requirements as far as, you know, amenities and different things like that, that we want to make sure our homes have to create that great experience for the guest who's coming in.
She has a dugout ditch.
I heard that earlier.
And then an outhouse.
There's a bridge. Well, we can't forget the bridge.
Over the ditch.
Okay.
Well, you have a bridge. I mean, John wants to put his hut or whatever the heck it is called in the program, and I don't think that's going to
be a hut thing. Yeah, no, just let him.
A hut.
You just let him talk.
$50 you can stay in the hut for a night.
That's hilarious.
A hut.
He'll be fine.
So are there like certain? So I have three dogs. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to rent my house out, is there like something more special I have to do because maybe potentially someone has a dog allergy?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what we're going to do with all of our draft homes, and we do this for all of our regular residential leisure homes as well, we're going to do a deep clean that the homeowner will be required to do before the draft. And we'll probably do those on, you know, that Sunday, Monday leading up to the draft where we do a deep clean. And again, making sure that some homes are pet friendly. So if you wanted to make your home pet friendly, we don't know where the people are going to be traveling from.
Right.
And so if someone does want to bring a dog and you want your home to be pet friendly, it can be. Or if you choose not to, you know, we would just make sure the deep clean goes in and make sure that any of those allergens or things that are there are removed.
See, Shannon didn't even have to tell you she lived out in the sticks because it's against the law to have three dogs in the city of Green Bay.
Is it really?
Yeah.
They control everything about your life here.
Come on. Are you serious?
Two. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where did that come? That's like communism.
That's good government. That's
okay,
working.
But wait.
If you live in the sticks and they'd have to come to the city council, which was weird. That should have been the decision of an apartment head. They'd have to come to the council. And a lot of it was my son went off to the war type thing. And we'd always approve them. But, I mean, come on. I mean, you really want four dogs next to you in a city? I don't know.
Hey, who's going to be responsible for feeding my fish?
Good dog.
I have fish tanks.
We haven't crossed the fish tank bridge. We have to. That's a really good one.
I'll ask
my team today.
We're on it. We're going to be right back. This is Mino and the Mayor with Shannon Cohen and Michael Freeman from Simple Life Hospitality.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you follow the American Democracy Minute, you know that until last year, Wisconsin held the infamous title as one of the most gerrymandered states in the U.S. That changed November 5th. Former Governor Scott Walker accelerated gerrymandering of the Wisconsin Assembly, Senate, and congressional maps during his 2011 to 2019 tenure, engineering a 64-35 majority in the Wisconsin Assembly and a 22-11 majority in the Senate, despite an evenly divided liberal and conservative electorate. In 2023, the GOP was short of a supermajority by only 2 Assembly seats. Vetoes by current Governor Tony Evers tried to keep even worse maps at bay, but a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately allowed them. But a Supreme Court election in 2023 shifted the ideology of the court, and the court's reconsideration of the Assembly and Senate maps led to new, fairer maps for the 2024 general election. While Republicans maintain control of both houses, fair maps reduce the artificial Republican advantage in the Assembly, 54-45, and the Senate, 18-15. Veto overrides of the governor are far less likely, forcing the legislature to compromise on more legislation. The congressional district map, which did not change, but is also widely recognized as gerrymandered, gave a 6-2 advantage to Republicans. We have links to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
No secret about that, but come on over here and hug me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. WGBW 97.9 FM here in Green Bay, 98.9, 98.3 WISS, and of course the worldwide Civic Media app. And it's cold. Well, it's not that cold. It's 26. No, it's going to be like 9 tomorrow. So 26 here in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, and 25 in our favorite town of Oshkosh. So, hey, join us live and on location tomorrow morning. This is going to be a fun show. That's tomorrow, December 12th, right, from 6 to 9. We're going to broadcast from the Simple Life Hospitality's Field of Dreams house, which is across from Lambeau Field. We're going to give you an inside look at this great party house on 1167 Shadow Lane. So write that down, 1167 Shadow Lane, between 6 and 9 tomorrow morning. Stop in. We're going to have coffee, some donuts, and we got a great lineup of guests. And you can see the house. And, you know, you can see, oh, maybe we could do something like this. Maybe we could rent our house for the draft. Maybe we could rent our house all year. Or maybe we could rent this house for a party, so, or for a get-together. I should say. Can't make it before 9 a.m. Swing by their open house. It goes from 9 till noon. For those of you who can't make it between 6 and 9, come anytime between 9 and noon. Take a tour. Learn how you can rent your home out for the draft and sign up to win some Simple Life great hospitality gifts. They got a gift card and other awesome prizes. You can also be the first to book the house for the Green and Gold Bash or the draft before someone else grabs it. That's Thursday. So that's tomorrow, December 12th, live from 6 to 9 or from 9 till noon. Michael, that's great you're doing this. Mm-hmm. And that's, people might be a little apprehensive, you mm-hmm. know? So to get out there, talk to you, meet you, I mean, you're a real guy. And
yeah, it's for just, sure.
He is a real guy.
Well, no, it's not, so much of this stuff is online right. And people get scared about it. I'm going to book through this agency or that agency. I mean, you're there, you own the company. This is a great thing for people to stop in at. And I'm sure that helps.
It does. And I think, excuse me, what it does is it gives people a lot of answers to questions about, you know, what ifs. And I think there are a lot of what ifs that people have in relationship to, you know, doing it on their own and things like that. And I think the more people we talk to, you know, individuals do think, oh, I'm going to try and do this on my own. And then they get into it. And, you know, 2 or 3 days later, they're calling us because, it's one of those things that just, you know, again, it's not complicated. There's just a lot of moving parts to the process. So tomorrow, you know, between 9 and noon, we're going to have the house open. We've done this before. Mm-hmm. And it's great because people can come in and see what a home decorated looks like that we do for Green Bay Packer games, but what the expectations will be, you know, for the draft as well.
Jim, can I ask you a question real quick? So, like, I mean, you've done a lot of stuff. You're a business guy. You were mayor, all that kind of stuff. What are some things that you, that Michael said to you, hey, we've got to think about this. We've got to think about that. Stuff that you totally would have missed out on.
At my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some things there that, like, I have a helmet that's signed by Brett Favre, Bart Starr, and Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh.
And I think that's cool. He's like, yeah. You might want to put that away. And just some things to... If you don't want it broken, lock it up in a closet. And I have to change a lock on a couple closets because I don't have locks on my closets.
So the entire house is going to be empty because Jim's got it all locked up in his garage.
No, this has been... Well, I asked him because we have two cars. And I'm like, should we throw a car in the deal? Will that help? And he's like, nah, that's not really that necessary. And the city, you're going to learn more tomorrow. But they've got a pretty good transit system coming up for the draft, which I think is awesome. Because
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Have one concern, it would be... Because even on Packer games, you know, a lot of times I'll, like, do stuff during the Packer game because, that's a good time to shop around Green Bay. But if you go, you know, an hour before, hour after, it's tough to get around. And that's only 80,000 people. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be three times, maybe four times that.
It's
gonna
be crazy.
That's why these park and rides that they're looking at, I think those are all really super important. And you want to make sure that the buses run often. Like, you don't have to stand if you miss the bus that you're standing there waiting for an hour. People don't want to do that.
No,
you
know, exactly.
10, 15 minutes. So I think they've got that pretty well down. We had a guy on, well, you were on here, Michael, when we talked about, you know, getting your Uber license. You know who made some money on that? It was Bree. We work with and DoorDash, $500 a week. A week.
Yeah.
And DoorDash, they don't get in your car.
Right.
Uber, a little risky, but I mean,
sometimes you don't even have to see him at the door. Drop and go.
So there's just, and the Green Bay is going to be great about that. We want to help people, you know, make a little side hustle money during the draft. But there's no bigger side hustle money than renting your home, I've looked at a lot of things.
No, there isn't. And I think, you know, again, there's just a lot of moving parts that people have to consider if they are going to put their home in the rental program for that week. Even if it's going to only be rented, you know, say Wednesday through Sunday, you know, things that they're going to have to do to make their home draft ready. And we've got the list of what that is and how to do it. And we're there to help. And so we're looking forward to it. We, you know, we're continuing to add more homes. I would say we've got probably well over a dozen now plus that are just coming into the program. Great. From that perspective. And we'll continue to add more. And now we are starting to see the guest traffic pick up. So we're excited by that as well.
And And people shouldn't be concerned about it. I mean, it's maybe some minor things. I think the biggest thing, like Todd just said, is you want to, the word is declutter, but anything, you kind of want to make your house a little bit more, like, I don't know, rentable. And the other thing is that when the city or the county, actually it's the county that's going to do the inspection, you know, carbon monoxide, you need those on every floor, not just one. And I'm not sure I knew that. They're on every floor now. But that was the only thing she said. And I just got it, installed it, had someone install it. Took a picture and just emailed it to her and boom, turned around and said, okay, you're good. So it's easy to do. And you've got all the advice and you can do that. So we're going to see you tomorrow, 1167 Shadow Lane. Between 6 and 9, we'll be doing Mind on the Mayor live from that location on Shadow Lane, 1167. And then we have to take off at 9, but you can come between 9 and noon and talk to Michael and his team of people over at Simple Life and get some information on how to rent a home or how to rent your home. So, yeah, thanks for doing this.
Yes, thank you so much.
And thanks for the linens, man. That's a great gift. Christmas, I'm going to love it.
We have more surprises coming. So, for the whole team, not just Jim.
Sharing is caring.
And Shannon, we'll have him go look at your house. I don't know. During break, we were looking at Shannon's house. She has pictures of it.
Yeah.
She has 7 aquariums. She's like, who's going to feed the fish?
It's a
lot. He's like, you know what? That's a really good question. I think we'll go to the next house. So anyway, we're going to figure it out. We're going to be right back. It's Mind on the Mayor,
Jim,
with our special guest, you bet, Michael from Simple Life Hospitality.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Up North News radio host Pat Quitlow and Trigby Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi,
it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live and on location Thursday morning, December 12th from 6 till 9 a.m. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Field of Dreams house across from Lambeau Field. We'll give you an inside look at this great party house at 1167 Shadow Lane.
Can't make it before 9 a.m.? Swing by their open house from 9 till noon. Take a tour, learn how you can rent your home out for the draft, and sign up for a Simple Life Hospitality gift card and other prizes.
You can also be the first to book the house for Green and Gold Bash or the draft before somebody else grabs it. See you there.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Luigi Mangione still in jail in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The man accused of gunning down the head of United Healthcare last week in New York City is fighting extradition and is being held without bail. ABC's Aaron Katursky in Pennsylvania has been investigating the 26-year-old's online posts.
Since some of Mangione's internet posts reference dealing with a debilitating back injury, one thing police are investigating now is whether United Healthcare or some other insurance company may have denied a claim.
Google has removed a flood of negative reviews posted for the McDonald's, where an employee tipped police off that Mangione was there. People are also selling mugs with the words delay, defend, and depose on them. Those were found on the bullet casings at the crime scene. Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes over the past 48 hours in Syria, following the fall of Bashar Assad's government. Pope Francis making his first public remarks about Syria, saying he hopes a political solution can be reached without further conflict. This is ABC News.